Who had the bigger nisayon in the Akedah? Was it Yitzchak or was it Avraham? Twice the Chasam Sofer writes that it appears the bigger nisayon was on Yitzchak, because Avraham heard the tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you heard the tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then this is what you have to do. You're hearing it straight from the source. But Yitzchak only heard it from Avraham. Granted, Avraham was a Navi, and he had that Ruach HaKodesh. But nevertheless, he had to believe his father, which requires a greater amount of emunah and a greater amount of faith. And therefore, it appears that Yitzchak had the greater nisayon to go through with the Akedah, even though he had only heard the tzivui from his father. And this the Chasam Sofer writes both in his Madura Tinyana in Toras Moshe, and as well as in the introduction to his Shalosh Tshuvos in Yoredeya, that Yitzchak represents Torah Shebal Peh, and Avraham represents Torah Shebichsav. When you hear it from the source, that's like Torah Shebichsav. Believing in the Chumash, believing in the Torah, is easier than believing in Chazal, because Chazal is one step removed from hearing it directly from the source. They're interpreting the Chumash, as opposed to hearing it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak symbolizes Torah Shebal Peh. And that is why we always try to give strength to Torah Shebal Peh, to be mechazek, not just the Torah, but Emunas Chachamim. And this is what Yitzchak is all about. And this is the greater nisayon that Yitzchak had over Avraham. And this he also explains, helps us explain, says the Chasam Sofer, why we blow the shofar from an aisle. It's a ram's horn because it connects to Yitzchak specifically. We call it Akedas Yitzchak. We don't call it Akedas Avraham because it's Yitzchak's Nisayon. Akedas Yitzchak Lizaro Tizkor, that it's for Yitzchak's offspring, as he writes in his introduction to Yoredeya. And also, he writes that the reason why we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, is because we want to be Mechazik the Chachamim. We want to be Mechazik the Gezerah, and therefore to show the value and the strength of Torah Shebal Peh in the face of Torah Shebichsav. Rosh Hashanah is about Yitzchak, not about Avraham. And perhaps that's something for us, such an important message for us to always remember, the importance of our Emunas Chachamim and the strength and the importance of Torah Shebal Peh. However, all that being said, in the first edition of the Toras Moshe, the Chasam Sofer takes a little bit of a different approach, at least the way that he interprets Rashi's approach. We're told that the Avraham only saw the area of Har HaMoriah Merachok when? Bayom HaShlishi, on the third day. So Rashi comments, why on the third day? The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken Avraham there much quicker. Could have gotten him there in a flash. However, in order that people wouldn't claim that Avram, his mind was clouded, he couldn't think. They just rushed him up to the stage to the Har HaMoriah to do the Akedah. So they did it slowly. So it took him 3 days. And therefore, he says, "Well, hold on a second. Maybe," he says, "Meresh, originally I thought that Yitzchak had the greater Nisayon. However, maybe we could argue that Avraham had the greater Nisayon. Why? Because Avraham had time to think. Yitzchak had no time to think. Yitzchak got there, Avraham said, here it is, it's time to go. Yitzchak didn't have any time to question, really. Avraham had to agonize over what he heard. For 3 days, he's walking and he's considering the fact that he has to shecht his binchas yechidcha sherahavta. What kind of crazy thing in his mind? Yeah, he heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to go through it every single day for 72 hours, processing that's agonizing as anything. And nevertheless, Avram showed a willingness to do so. That, he says, despite the fact that Avram agonized over it, he could have asked for advice, get other people's input, could have changed his mind. Nevertheless, Avraham prevailed and followed the Ratzon Hashem. And that, he says, is the greater Nisayon. That Avram's Nisayon was greater. So many times we think about icing the kicker because you want him to think before he kicks the field goal. Whether it's true or not, whether it really works or not, is debatable. But when you're dealing with life and death and you have to think for 3 days whether you're going to go through with this to kill your only son at the Akedah, that makes this, says the Chasam Sofer, a greater Nisayon for Avraham. So who, according to the Chasam Sofer, had the greater Nisayon? A little bit unclear. In some ways, Avraham had the greater Nisayon because he stressed out over this. He had to think about it every waking moment. And on the other hand, Yitzchak had a greater Nisayon because he didn't hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He only heard it from Avraham. Clearly, both of them had tremendous Nisayonos. Both of them at the same time, nevertheless, were all willing to do the Ratzon Hashem. And we should all be so lucky to do the Ratzon Hashem as well. Hopefully, it's not through a Mesiras Nefesh in that manner, but other forms of Mesiras Nefesh where we can live happily and inspire others all around us to become better people and better Jews. Have a wonderful day.